It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 26th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Video game years are kind of like dog years, and that makes the game EverQuest, which turned 14 this month, positively ancient. EverQuest was the first big game to be an MMO, massively multiplayer online. Lots of people play against each other by internet. Dave Georgeson of Sony Online Entertainment has watched these kinds of games spread using the so-called free-to-play model, where you can start without buying it.
Once you get used to the idea, it's a very friendly way to play a game because everything is completely optional. We work really hard to make sure that our games are robustly playable without paying a dime. We intentionally do that because that's the way we think games should be made.
Many games, there's kind of a secondary market that's opened up where people trade game credits. Typically, companies like yours discourage that, right?
Yeah, I mean, in general, we like players to play the game. Like I said, our job is to entertain first. Revenue is kind of almost a secondary consideration. Well, okay, not really. But
yeah, not really, Dave.
I mean, we have to keep the lights on and everything like that. But the fact is, if we're not entertaining people in a free-to-play model, we lose. I mean, we're just done. So we have to. Our focus has to be on making sure that the games are fun to play. And if they are, then all the other mechanisms work.
You know, there are people who have not played EverQuest. What do you think it was about the game itself? A lot of people really find it compelling to play that game.
I mean, obviously on the first EverQuest, there had never been a game like it. And when EverQuest took the camera and put it down to that angle, I mean, I was in the industry at that time. I've been doing this for 24 years. And everybody was arguing about whether or not that would work. Because we realized that if you went to first person or third person, you'd get lost a lot. It would be hard to find things. You'd get blindsided by monsters, so on and so forth. And guess what? It turned out that was really, really fun.
To explain to people, instead of this kind of 30,000-foot overview looking down on the game, it was the point of view of your avatar, the virtual version of yourself that you were seeing on the screen.
Exactly, as if you were really there. I mean, obviously, you're not really there. Nobody thinks they're really in these lands, or maybe there's one or two, but we don't talk to them. essentially, that made it more emotionally connected, and that's the secret for why MMOs work. Most people play games, whether you know it or not, or whether you realize it, or whether you admit it, most people play games to be able to brag to somebody else that they're good at it. And MMOs are really cool because you don't have to be a jerk about your bragging. That's why house decorations and leaderboards and all those other things work, is because we all want to be better than what we are in real life. And these games are a mechanism to be able to do that. People can go in and have a larger-than-life life.
David Georgeson, Director of Development at Sony Online Entertainment, thank you.
Thanks.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to creative people and creative solutions at powerofideas.org.
A new academic study shows it's quite easy to identify someone by tracking their movements digitally. Researchers writing in scientific reports conclude all they need is four pieces of location data to figure out who most people are. Among the implications, when companies gather location data without names or addresses, that doesn't necessarily protect privacy. And if you're going to promote a new Star Trek movie, you might as well do it right. 30 hovering drones, each with a light on it. These quadricopters flew in formation to trace a constellation in the night sky over London in the shape of the shield-like Star Trek insignia. A guy writing for the online tech site Memeburn wrote, quote, "This is geektastically awesome." The film won't come out until May. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.